Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet, spill your coffee all over yourself, or just plain bomb a presentation? Yeah, we've all been there. And more often than not, our inner critic chimes in with a chorus of ugh, seriously. Or how could you be so clumsy slash incompetent? But what if I told you there's a better way to handle those moments? What if instead of berating yourself, you could extend a little kindness, understanding, and even forgiveness? Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of self-compassion, a game-changer for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Think about it. You wouldn't tell your best pal, "You're such an idiot for messing that up," right? You'd probably say something like, "Hey, it happens to everyone." Let's figure out how to move forward. So why not apply the same logic to yourself? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all make mistakes, we all stumble, and that's perfectly okay. It's part of being human. Instead of dwelling on imperfections, remember that everyone has flaws, including you. Embrace your vulnerabilities as a natural part of the journey. 2. Practice mindfulness. When negative thoughts creep in, pause and observe them without judgment. Recognize those critical voices for what they are: fleeting thoughts, not absolute truths. Remind yourself that your thoughts don't define you, they just pass through like clouds in the sky. 3. Be kind to your inner critic. Ever notice how we're so much harder on ourselves than anyone else? Imagine if a friend was constantly criticizing themselves in front of you, would you stand for it? Extend the same compassion and understanding to yourself that you would offer a loved one struggling with self-doubt. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait until you've conquered the world to feel proud of yourself. Celebrate the small victories, the moments where you pushed through a challenge or simply made progress in your day. These little wins add up and fuel your motivation to keep going. 5. Practice self-care. Take time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply enjoying a warm bath. Remember, self-care isn't selfish. It's essential for maintaining your well-being and allowing you to show up as your best self. Let me share a quick example that might resonate with you. Picture this. You're trying to bake a cake for your friend's birthday, but disaster strikes. The batter is too runny, the oven preheating since forever long, and then, just when you think things can't get worse, you accidentally drop the entire bowl of frosting on the floor. Ugh, I know that feeling. You might be tempted to give yourself a hard time, "I'm such a klutz, this is going to be a disaster." But what if instead, you took a deep breath, acknowledged that baking can be tricky even for experienced cooks, and reminded yourself that your friend would still appreciate the effort? Maybe you could whip up a simple frosting from scratch, or embrace the rustic aesthetic of your slightly imperfect cake. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up with kindness and understanding for yourself, no matter what happens. Self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and practice to cultivate this inner strength and resilience. So, I encourage you to start small, maybe offer yourself a kind word when you make a mistake, or celebrate those little victories that often go unnoticed. Remember, you're worthy of kindness and compassion, just as much as anyone else. And trust me, when you treat yourself with love and understanding, the world around you will reflect that same warmth and generosity. Go out there and spark your own motivation. Share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-compassion. Leave a review to let me know what resonates with you. And most importantly, keep shining bright. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.